Welcome to HeadFlex, the podcast where you can listen to real-time coaching conversations to learn more about coaching and yourself.
Join us, Rebecca and Diane, coaches with years of experience, to flex the sometimes messy hot topics in the workplace that we don't always talk about.
What are you assuming today about yourself, a situation, or a colleague that might be getting in the way of really good thinking? Yes, that's right. We're going to be discussing and flexing the subject of assumptions today and how they can really get in the way of great thinking, strong relationships, and confidence. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Diane. Welcome to our HeadFlex podcast. Remember to stay tuned for the self-coaching questions at the end of the podcast so you can reflect on the subject and find your own answers.
So assumptions, just as a bit of background, are really part of our normal behaviour. They're part of our evolution. They've helped us to survive and filter an increasing amount of information that we're faced with on a daily basis. The danger really lies when we act on these assumptions without finding out how accurate they really are, particularly in a workplace situation.
So just rewind a minute for me, Rebecca. You mentioned assumptions are part of our evolution. Can you give me a little bit of context on that? Maybe an example?
Okay, if you think about birdsong, right, which we hear and it can really calm us. If there's an absence of birdsong, that is showing us that there's a sign of danger. So it's our reflex. It's what our kind of evolutionary animal instincts have taught us over time, that there is a sense of danger. So when we are helping people to really tune in and become grounded, one of the things we say is really listen out for the things you can hear. And birdsong is one of those.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
So it's things like that, really.
Okay. So it's like some, I guess, some fruits and things like that have particular markings on them, and we know that that's not the fruit we should eat. Is that sort of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it can be really helpful, and it's so necessary because, you know, we are filtering thousands of pieces of information all the time. So if we try to identify the exact accuracy of every piece of information, we would just never be able to survive, and our brains would implode. So really, what we're talking about today is what are those assumptions that are really creeping in about ourselves and about our colleagues and about situations at work that are leading us to make the wrong decision, or they are clouding our decisions, or we are a bit stuck, or our confidence is lower because we're making assumptions about ourselves that aren't really accurate. And it's such a common theme. It's one of the most powerful questions that you can ask in a coaching situation. You know, what are you assuming about this situation?
Okay, so how are you experiencing that then in your coaching practice at the moment?
Yeah, it was interesting. I was coaching some the other day, and this came up because I've been thinking about this podcast episode and what we were doing with it. And she came in and was really quite distressed about a situation at work, a really challenging situation. And she spoke for probably about 10 minutes about what was going on. She painted a really vivid picture about the decision that she needed to make, about the conversation she should have, about what was stopping her from doing it. And she got to that 10 minutes, and we talked about sort of just taking a breath because it was this sort of cathartic outpouring. And at the end, I just said to her, how much of what you have just told me is based in fact, is based in truth, or is based in accurate information that you know to be true? And she just sort of stopped in her tracks, and she did grin as we said it and said, you know, actually not very much of it at all. And when we unpicked it, 95% of that was assumption. Only 5% was factual. And so what it did was it sort of almost unlocked her from the situation she found herself in, because I said, okay, now tell me what you know to be absolutely true about this situation. And suddenly she'd built all of these bases on which to have a really good conversation that could then lead to a good, you know, outcome, rather than go down a path that was really not going to be particularly effective.
So where did you get to with that then? So obviously as a coach, it's not for us to make an assumptions about what's going on there or to judge that. But as you talked that through, or she spoke about it, where did you get to in terms of where she thinks those assumptions were coming from and why she was making those assumptions?
I think when she was talking and I was experiencing kind of what she was saying, she was trying to almost kind of create a sense of control over the situation. And she'd built this whole story and narrative that was keeping her almost safe in an odd way. You know, we always do things because they serve us in some way, and it was keeping her safe. and it was giving her a sense of control that she didn't really feel over the situation.
Yeah.
So she'd kind of created this whole story to have a sense of control, I think.
And so those questions around what are you assuming that might not be true, it's quite a powerful conversation then to unlock all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And a powerful, I guess a powerful question in lots of different contexts, personally and professionally.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, I don't know, we both work a lot with leaders. And, you know, leaders have a responsibility to understand the accuracy of a situation, you know, and we've all done it, you know, hands up. I mean, I led teams for many years. And I know looking back that I was making assumptions about people, about situations that just weren't particularly useful. You know, the risky part of that is if you start to make decisions based on assumptions, because that just travels through an organization, it travels through a business, it travels through a team, and that can really get you into hot water. So as a leader, you kind of have a responsibility to check in on really what am I assuming about this situation or this person.
Yeah. And I think it's assumptions about others that can, you know, lead to poor decision making, like you're saying. It's also assumptions about yourself as well. And I think often we don't explore that enough. I think, you know, as a coach, we really can't assume, you know, it's really part of our role, isn't it? Not to make an assumption about somebody else and to put our assumptions to one side, so that we are able to be absolutely present and allow that person to think for themselves. If you think of that from a management perspective, with all the other pressures that go with that, they go into a one-to-one with a team member. How much of that one-to-one, how much of that review, for instance, a PDR review or something like that, is based on their assumptions?
Yeah. Absolutely, because we're carrying all that in. We haven't had time to properly sit and process it. And so we're taking in assumptions about why somebody might be making errors in their written work. They might be turning up late more often than they're turning up on time. They might not be speaking up in meetings. So not only do we make assumptions about why somebody is behaving in that way, we can also start to rescue somebody.
Yeah.
There's a great quote by another coach, Michael Bungay Steiner, who talks about, you know, we start to rescue the wrong situation. You know, we're solving the wrong problem because we've assumed we know what their needs are.
Yeah. And that's what those assumptions are doing, is it's leading us to almost create a problem that might not exist and then try and solve a problem that possibly didn't exist in the first place either.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you get embroiled in all sorts of things.
Which I guess why as a coach, it's actually so much easier to coach in an industry that we know nothing about. We really can very easily put those assumptions to one side because we don't have any, because we don't understand. And that's the real powerful part, I think, of pure non-directive coaching, that you can actually really just listen and allow someone else to work it out for themselves.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that whole piece around miscommunication, when you were talking about assumptions, you know, we can assume that a team or an organization doesn't need to hear this. We haven't actually asked them whether that's the type of information they want to hear. You know, an assumption they'll find something boring or not relevant. Whereas actually, you know, they might find that that piece of information is what really connects them into the business, that it creates a sense of purpose in what they're doing because they're hearing the business context. You know, we can forget what it feels like to be at the early stages of your career as well. So you can kind of make assumptions about that. And then at the opposite end of that, if you're starting out in your career, so if you're listening to this and you're in the early stages of your working life, we can make assumptions about what's expected of us.
Yeah.
We can make assumptions about deadlines based on how stressed the person was who was briefing us was. And actually the deadline isn't for another month, but we make an assumption that it's in 24 hours because the manager briefing us has been really stressed.
Yeah. And I think it's actually other people's behavior and the impact of our behavior on others as well that impacts the assumptions people make about you as well, doesn't it? And I think that's something, you know, in building our own self-awareness and just noticing how we are behaving and how that behavior is being perceived, it can hugely influence the assumptions somebody might be making about us. And I think to a certain extent, the assumptions we make about ourselves as well.
Yeah, I mean, don't we all hold? You know, we all go into situations assuming something about a situation or about how we're perceived. An assumption about whether we should be talking up in a meeting. Because, you know, we're the most junior, or we messed up in a last meeting and therefore we should never have a voice again in a meeting.
Ever.
Because we're assuming that nobody ever wants to hear from us again. And actually, we're the only person on this project that knows this particular piece of information. In which case we should be sharing that. So really checking in on the assumptions that you're holding about yourself that lead into an identity that kind of keeps us stuck a little bit, that might be based on a situation that happened a long time ago.
And that's not easy, is it? You know, it's not easy to do that self-check and, you know, what am I assuming about myself that might not be true? That's a really difficult question.
Yeah, it's really hard. And you know, it's a bigger subject than today's, but maybe we could do it. You know, that whole idea of self-limiting beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that goes to the belief system and identities that we hold on to that are really unhelpful to us now. So it's just a lovely question to use to check in on yourself. You know, what am I really assuming about today? And the other technique that's really great to use in teams, I was reading about this the other day, where as a team, you could do some assumption check-ins together.
Yeah. Like, what are we assuming as a team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that whole idea of groupthink and one person says something and then you start to assume that that's true. A really useful rollback, especially if you're faced with quite a challenging situation. What are we assuming about this client? What are we assuming about this supplier? What are we assuming about our performance?
Yeah. What are we assuming about each other?
Yes. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, really interesting.
So that idea of assumption checking in together collectively, I loved that idea.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice premise for unlocking solutions, isn't it? And facing problems and actually just really collaborating as a group, right? Let's start there. Not what do we know, what are we assuming?
Pressing that big old pause button.
Yeah, yeah. And that is assumptions. That's taking a few steps back. I think we run into situations with all these assumptions, with the facts in some respects as well, but also with a lot of assumptions. And actually, it's almost like you say, hit the pause, step back a couple of steps backwards, take a moment.
So I'm going to throw it out to you.
Great. Here she comes.
So what are you assuming at the moment that might be getting in the way, Diane, that you're happy to share with?
Yeah. I'm going to take this one with something else that's quite common that, again, we'll probably bring up in one of these episodes, I'm sure. I'm going to relate that to imposter syndrome, which I think if we were all honest with ourselves, we let that creep in and sit on our shoulder occasionally, depending on how we're feeling. And I think sometimes, maybe particularly if I'm with a group of other coaches, for instance, I might have an assumption that sort of imposter syndrome creeps in, and I will assume that I'm probably the least experienced. Maybe I haven't got as much to offer. Maybe my contribution isn't as valuable as somebody else's. And that just might be a little bit of self-doubt and maybe, like you said, limited self-belief. But I think that can often be an assumption. You know, I think it probably comes from maybe in my older work life, I was always probably seen as one of the younger ones and one of the least experienced ones. And actually, in real life, I'm actually now quite old. And actually,
I'm glad you said that, because I was about to hold a whacking great mirror up to you.
Don't you dare. But yeah, I am now not that young. And I am probably one of the most experienced, or certainly do have a lot of experience, and that experience is relevant, and I probably do have a contribution to make. But often the assumption going into a situation with other professionals that work in the same business that you do, that do the same thing that you do, often my assumption is, ooh, I'm not going to be as good. Even just put it in simplest terms, I don't think I'm as good as them at this.
What impact can that have then on your behavior or how you're showing up in the room? What happens to you when you're assuming this about others?
I guess it would certainly would hold me back, wouldn't it? It certainly holds me back. It's not great for your confidence. it might be that in that scenario, I'm invited into that scenario to contribute and to offer something of value. And therefore, I might allow that self-doubt to stop those contributions or not be quite as prolific in my contributions and certainly not be as assertive as I normally would be. But I think awareness, you know, as we say often in coaching, awareness is curative in itself, isn't it? And I know that can happen to me. I know I can make those assumptions and I know that I need to catch it. And I think sometimes that awareness does just allow me to catch it before it does have the detrimental effect. But it certainly did have a lot more when I was younger. And I think it's calmer. But that's just a tiny example, isn't it? I mean, those self-talk conversations are happening all the time.
And the assumptions we just don't even know we're making about ourselves. And we hold each other to account all the time for that. You know, actually, what are you really assuming here, Diane? Or what are you assuming about your tennis playing?
Yeah, let's not go back to that.
A whole podcast on tennis. So, you know, I think there is a really important role for checking in on our assumptions about ourselves, checking in on our assumptions about a particular situation or a challenge, and really checking in about our assumptions about others. Because not only can it lead to us maybe trying to solve the wrong problem, to going down a path that isn't useful, or at its worst, creating quite a toxic culture, or to an extent, level of discrimination, because we're not checking our own assumptions about others. So it's, you know, it's a really important subject. And I'd really invite people just to notice the assumptions that they're making all the time.
Yeah.
About certain things and to hold that and be curious about it and notice what's happening, notice where that's coming from.
I think that leads us really nicely into our questions. So thinking about what we've been talking about today and that discussion, and I'd like you to think about how that relates to you, what resonates with you whilst you're listening to Rebecca and I have these conversations. What is it about the discussion that you noticed? What are your reflections? So we've got three questions for you, as always, to help you with your own self-coaching, to see what answers you can come up for yourselves on this. So the first question, grab a pen and paper if that's if you want to make some notes, or, you know, grab your phone, put some notes in your phone. So what have you been assuming this week about a situation, yourself, or a colleague that might be getting in the way of your thinking? What have you been assuming this week about a situation, yourself, or a colleague that might be getting in the way of your thinking? The next question. So what do you know to be true about this situation, person, or yourself? And finally, what don't you know that would be useful to find out or understand? So that final question, what don't you know that would be useful to find out or understand?
It's making me want to go and write my own answers. So thank you so much for listening in today. We hope that has challenged your assumptions today and given you something to think about and reflect on and help you think more clearly and build more confidence.
Enjoy your flexing on assumptions and look forward to joining you next time for some more flexing on another messy topic. Thanks for flexing with us. Please rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen to your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
To find out more and join the conversation, go to headflex.co.uk.